Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5, verse 17 through 21. 17 through 21. Ephesians 5, 17. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for bringing us here, and I ask you, God, that you will come and speak to us, and more than anything, Lord, that you would come and fill us up with the Holy Spirit, God. This morning, we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I just wanted to piggyback. This is what Pastor Sam's been doing in the mornings on the Sunday sermon. And if you remember, he had three simple points, right, for us on Sunday. When he was talking about living this life as a third-line Christian and really being able to die to ourselves and give of ourselves to Christ. And he was saying, you know, how do we get there? How do we do that? And his first point, his first point was realizing the kind of relationship that Jesus Christ wants to have with you, right, which is much more than just like an activity buddy. We come on Sunday or we come to church and that's the only time we kind of spend time with Jesus. But he was talking about how the relationship that he wants with us is that of a husband and a wife, and how that intimacy, right, that he longs with us and what it takes for us to kind of pursue that kind of intimacy. Second point was, you know, don't just empty, but fill. And the another way of saying that was, don't just die, but live. And the whole point that, you know, it's not us just willing ourselves to die and empty, but it's as we allow the Holy Spirit to fill us up, and as we allow him to live through us and give us this kind of life, then we will naturally just empty of ourselves and die to, you know, our own desires and be able to live, because it is, you know, as we allow him to do that more and more, we find out that, you know what, that's actually so much better than if we were to try and live our lives by ourselves. And third point was the importance of community and how it's supposed to be done in community, not just by ourselves. So today I just wanted to piggyback, especially on the second point, about just being filled with the Holy Spirit and not just emptying ourselves. Because if we focus so much on just serving and giving of ourselves, which is good, you know, you give in welcoming ministry and Sunday school ministry and PowerPoint ministry, and you come and you serve and you give all these things, it's good. You know, God sees that, and what you do here matters for God, because he sees what you do in secret. He sees what you do, you know, with your life, and he will reward you. But, you know, eventually you will run out of stuff to give, right, if you're just constantly giving and giving. So you need to be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know, that verse 18, it says, do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. If you've been here at SP, you've heard this teaching that is not talking about a one-time thing. It's not you get filled with the Holy Spirit one time and that's enough. So it's not like, 2 years ago I went to the retreat, Sean Smith prayed for me and I was filled with the Holy Spirit, so I'm done getting filled with the Holy Spirit. That's not what it's talking about, because that tense is a continuous present imperative, I think, which is a continuous action, right? So it should be translated, be continuously being filled with the Holy Spirit. So it's not a one-time thing and you're done, but it's a continuous thing that happens in our life as we open up our hearts and as we spend time with the Lord, and as the Holy Spirit just fills our hearts. Let's turn our Bibles to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 4, sorry. Acts chapter 4. Let's go to verse 21. Acts chapter 4, verse 21. And when they had threatened them further, they let them go, finding no basis on which they might punish them on account of the people, because they were all glorifying God for what had happened. For the man was more than 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. And when they had been released, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard this, they lifted their voices to God with one accord and said, O Lord, it is Thou who didst make the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David thy servant did say, Why did the Gentiles rage and the people devise futile things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly in this city they were gathered together against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou didst anoint, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever thy hand and thy purpose predestined to occur. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and grant that thy bondservants may speak thy words with all confidence, while thou dost extend thy hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of thy holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. Amen. So I just wanted to look at one instance in the Bible where these people were already at one time filled with the Holy Spirit, right? If you look in Acts chapter 2, it's the story of the Pentecost, right? The day of Pentecost, they're gathered in the upper room, they're praying, and the Holy Spirit for the first time in history comes upon all these believers as tongues of fire comes upon their heads. Right, so they're all filled with the Holy Spirit. They all speak in tongues and they're filled with power and boldness and go out and preach. And Peter and John are one of them, right? They are filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with boldness that they go out and they preach the word. What happens is as they're preaching, they get arrested because the rulers of the Jews don't like what they're saying about Jesus Christ. But they get released. And it's after the release, they come back to their own friends, the church, and they tell them about what the chief priests had done and said, and they praise God because of what Jesus is doing, and they pray for faith, and they pray for boldness to be able to go out and preach again. And the last verse in 31, it says, when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak the word of God with boldness. So these same people that were once filled with the Holy Spirit two chapters ago, again here we see that when they gathered together and they prayed again, the place was shaken and the Holy Spirit came upon them again. They were again filled with the Holy Spirit. So that's just evidence of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 happening in their lives, right? Because they're filled with the Holy Spirit once, but they're not just done one time. They go back and they pray and they ask God to fill them up again. The Holy Spirit comes and fills them up again. So this morning, what I want to say to you is we need to find a way to always be filled with the Holy Spirit, you know. It might be different for every person. Some people, it might be coming to morning prayer and spending that time with God in the morning and praying and asking the Lord to come fill us up. You know, others might be just at home after work. Others might be on the bus, on the MTR, on the taxi ride. But, you know, we need to make ourselves available, right? Give God the time, give the Holy Spirit the time to come and fill us up. So this morning what I wanted to do was, I know it's a little early in the morning and we might not want to do that, you know, so early in the morning, but I thought maybe we could get together with another person. Yeah, so find a partner, and you don't have to pray out loud or anything, but you know, scripturally, the Holy Spirit falls upon people with the laying on of hands, right, by the believers. So this morning, we don't have a lot of time, but let's pray for one another. We need, because point three yesterday was we do this in community. So you're here, and every single one of us, we're hungry. Whether you realize it or not, if you kind of took the time to think about your life and contemplate, then you realize, man, I need the Holy Spirit in my life. I need the renewing, the refreshing of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to get on the guitar and we're going to sing a song. But as we sing, if you can get together with a partner and just pray for that person, pray that Holy Spirit would come and fill them up for this day, for this week, for their whole life. So let's do that. Need you, Holy Spirit, to come and fill us up. This life is, I mean, it's good, but we, you know, it's so much better if we live it with you, Holy Spirit, and with your presence. So we ask, as we pray for one another, God, I pray you give us faith to pray for each other. And as we pray for one another, that Holy Spirit, you would come this morning and fill this place. As the church shook in Acts chapter 4, as they prayed together, I pray our church will shake. As you, Holy Spirit, God, come, your fire fall down upon us, God, and give us new life, God, and boldness and confidence and joy and hope and peace that comes from you, that only can come from the touch of the Holy Spirit upon our lives. God, I pray that you would fill us up so that we would be able to give of ourselves to you and live the kind of life that you want us to live. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So let's go ahead and pray for one another. Cause I know that you're alive. You came to fix my broken life. And I sing to glorify your holy name, Jesus Christ. You bought my life with the blood that you shed on the cross when you died for the sins of men, and you let out a cry, crucified, now alive in me. These hands are yours, teach them to serve as you please, and I'll reach out, desperate to see all the greatness of God. May my soul rest assured in you. I'll never be the same, no, I'll never be the same. I know that you're alive. You came to fix my broken life, and I sing to glorify your holy name, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
did all. You broke down the wall when I spoke and confessed. In you I am blessed. Now I walk in the light, in victorious sight of you. Never be the same. No, I'll never be the same. 'Cause I know that you're alive. You came to fix my broken life, and I sing to glory. Your holy name, Jesus Christ, 'cause I know that you're alive. You came to fix my broken life, and I sing to glorify your holy. Sing this song together as a confession that we need the fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives this morning, this day. So sing this song together. Your fire fall down, your fire fall down. Jesus, your fire fall down, your fire fall down on us, we pray. As we see your fire fall down, your fire fall down on us, we pray. As we seek you, Lord, your fire. we seek your fire, fall down your fire, show us. As a group prayer focus, let's pray for our church. Let's pray that, you know, Solomon's Porch will be a church. You know, this place will be a place where the fire of the Holy Spirit just comes upon us. And he will shake our place, shake our church. And Holy Spirit will come and fill every single believer here. Let's just pray, let's contend for the Holy Spirit to come. Let's not be so easily satisfied, or even worse, let's not be apathetic or passive and just think that this is all. Let's go after the Holy Spirit. Let's go after the Lord and ask him to come and fill our hearts, come and fill our lives with his fire. So let's just go before God. Let's pray together. Pray for the church. Pray to the Lord. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for the promise of the Holy Spirit, God, that you do not call us to live lives of sacrifice and lives of faith and obedience just by our own strength, God. But Lord, you promise us the Holy Spirit, and you give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of you. God, Scripture, you know, you tell us in the Scripture, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of you, God. So, Lord, we ask you this morning that you would come and fill our hearts with the Holy Spirit. God, we need the Holy Spirit to enable us to live, you know, this life as believers, God, as people that are wholly devoted to you, God, that confess that to live is Christ, but we can't do it on our own. We need you, Holy Spirit, to come and give us such joy and such just love for you, you know? So, Holy Spirit, we ask you this morning to come in your power as we pray, you know, this morning, God, on our own. And as our church, you know, gets together Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, God, we pray to you. I pray, God, that you would come and fill our hearts. So we long for you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming and filling us up. We give you this day. We pray that you will be glorified, God, through our lives today. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day. And feel free to pray on your own, or if you need to go to work, go to work.